Blog Talk Radio.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Aw, bye-bye.
Ding, 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 ding.
Say bye.
Bye-bye.
Do the bye-bye. Do the bye-bye. That's the way for bye-bye life.
All right, so do you get the picture? We're in the heart of bye season in the NFL, and with four teams on a bye in week five, we're talking about the Panthers, the Dolphins, the Jets, and the Vikings. You may find yourself having to make more waiver wire moves than usual, but if you were able to plan out your draft correctly, you might be able to just sit back and enjoy the show as your league mates scramble to fill their lineups with players who have a pulse and who could help them avoid that dreaded zero for the week. I say sit back and enjoy because there's a chance that someone in your league will have his or her back up against the wall and be forced to drop someone that they don't want to. And if you have the room on your bench, that's when you could just swoop in and snatch some value off of your league's waiver wire. Some of you are going to be surprised at who might ultimately be out there for you. Who knows? Someone might be forced to drop maybe a Julius Thomas. Right? It's Tuesday, and we're here for you. Let's see who might be a viable ad off the waiver wire for you this week. As always, I remain Joe Galina, and it's just a fantasy sports show starts right now. So just some quick news that you should already know. The Dolphins called in their head coach, Joe Philbin, and they told him,
"You're fired. You've been on the edge. You know that. But now we have to go. You're fired."
It probably should have happened a long time ago. I was surprised that Philbin was able to survive that whole bullying fiasco. Their defense is a mess. Some thought he should have gotten rid of his defensive coordinator. It's just a bad scene in Miami right now. Well, I hope you did well in week four. If you listen to the podcast, you know that I only play in three leagues. I say only because there are some guys and gals, especially in this industry, who get invited to participate in tons of leagues. They play in 20 or 30 leagues. I'm only playing in three, and I won two matchups, and I lost one. Overall, I'm 8-4 on the season. Two of my teams are 3-1, and my other team is 2-2. I didn't win any money in my weekly games, but there's always a brand new lineup that I could put in week five. I was going to do our superstars and maroons of the week, but it seemed like a bland kind of week, right? I mean, DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Texans, had himself a good day. Brandon Cooks, wide receiver for the Saints, continues to disappoint. But I think it's more important that we take a look at the waiver wire. And to take my point in the opening a bit further, is there a possibility of being maybe a mini glut of value available on the waiver wire? This is the week that Antonio Gates, a future Hall of Fame tight end for the Chargers, maybe. But he definitely is coming back this week. And Martavis Bryant, Steelers wide receiver, returns as well. Keep that in mind. A couple weeks ago, Redskins running back Matt Jones was one of the hottest pickups. But with two straight disappointing weeks, we turn our lonely eyes to Chris Thompson. That's Thompson, in case you're trying to look for him on any sites or whatnot. Look, he had one big run for 42 yards for the Redskins against the Eagles. Overall, he had six carries for 53 yards. And he added two catches for 24 yards. Put him on your watch list. 2 weeks ago against the Giants, he caught eight catches for 57 yards and added a touchdown. So although he is clearly the Redskins' number three back, he could have some PPR value for you, especially if you're looking to find a roster replacement for Cowboys running back Lance Dunbar, who tore his ACL and is out for the year. Christine Michael, who the Cowboys acquired from the Seahawks, now becomes rosterable in some leagues. He may actually see some playing time now. He's actually a talented back. And with Dunbar, you're missing out on some PPR opportunities with him. And speaking of the Cowboys, you know their owner, Jerry Jones. It's odd. I saw an interview he did a year or two ago. Might have been on 60 Minutes or one of those shows, and it got me to stop despising him. I understand him better now, but he needs to stop acting like a clown, let his coaches give player updates. I don't know. Maybe it's just a pet peeve of mine. But by the way, he said that Dez Bryant should be back by week seven. But still, when I read stories with Jerry Jones quotes, when the camera invariably focuses on him in the middle of a crucial point of a Cowboys game, and it just makes me, I can't help but think of
Bojo, Bojo, always laughs, never frowns, Bojo, Bojo.
don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe because I'm a Giant fan or whatnot. Just it just seems like a clown when he makes these statements to the press and whatnot. If by some odd circumstance Broncos running back Ronnie Hillman is still available on your league's waiver wire, grab him. His week 4 stats look better than they actually were. 72 of his 103 rushing yards came on one touchdown run. But it's clear that his role will expand as the season winds on. And who knows, maybe by season's end, he could end up being the primary back in Denver. C.J. Anderson's just been a big disappointment so far. And all of you Jamal Charles owners, Kansas City Chiefs running back, take note that Charkendrick, am I pronouncing that right? Charkendrick West has moved ahead of Niles Davis on the Chiefs depth chart. So all of you handcuffers, get busy. Keep an eye out for Dwayne Harris, wide receiver for the Giants. He played out of the slot for them in week 4, caught 5 passes for 51 yards and a touchdown. Don't invest too heavily in him, meaning don't drop anyone too valuable for him. We, of course, want to monitor his progress as the weeks go on. I mean, is he a one-week wonder? When is Victor Cruz coming back? Well, Cruz received a platelet-enriched plasma injection last week. Supposedly the effects don't kick in for 2 to 6 weeks, so maybe a while before we see Cruz, but it's encouraging to see how Dwayne Harris fit into that offense. So the Giants did work out Wes Welker and Hakeem Nicks last week, but I wouldn't read too much into that, okay? Vikings wide receiver Stephon Diggs caught 6 of 10 targets for 87 yards against a very good Broncos defense this past week. It was his NFL debut, and he saw playing time basically because Charles Johnson was hurt. Now, Charles Johnson hasn't been doing much, like I said in the last podcast. The Vikes had talked about maybe expanding Cordarrell Patterson's role this past week, week 4, but he just stinks. 1 catch for 9 yards. Diggs is a long shot to get regular playing time, but you never know. He did open some eyes this past week. Saints wide receiver, who I was high on in the preseason and mock drafts, he was just always there for me when I needed a wide receiver. Don't own him in any of my teams yet, though. But I'm talking about Brandon Cooks, of course. He's been a bust so far. Maybe you try buying him low. But in the meantime, maybe you pick up Willie Snead if he's there for you. He's the Saints' number 3 wide receiver behind Cooks and Colston. But he's getting a lot of targets. Hey, did you see what Terran Ward did for the Falcons this week? 19 carries, 72 yards, a catch for 18 yards, and a touchdown score. Should you grab that running back off the waiver wire? Well, considering a lot of his production came in garbage time, I think maybe not. But, hey, if you have the room on your bench and are replacing your dead spot, maybe just remember when you're making a speculative pickup, don't drop anyone who is too valuable.
Okay, all right.
Panthers wide receiver Ted Ginn caught 2 catches for 18 yards, and both of those catches happened to be for touchdowns. Panthers are on a bye, but while everyone else is looking for someone for this week's game, if your team is deep enough and you're good for this week, you might want to focus on him for his red zone value. The Bills may have a situation brewing in their running game. LeSean McCoy looks like he could be out again. Carlos Williams is under a concussion protocol, so you may have to try to scoop up Booby Dixon, I believe his first name is Anthony, in case you're looking for him, or Sierre Wood off of your league's waiver wire. Antonio Andrews, running back for the Titans, is someone you might want to look at. Titans have never been happy with Bishop Sankey, their original running back that they drafted last season. It's looking like it's going to be a running back by committee going forward, but let's watch this as it develops. Andrews could see more red zone plays. Another backfield that has been hard to read is the Cleveland Browns. Duke Johnson actually outtouched Isaiah Crowell 17-15. And if you play in a PPR league, he grabbed 9 catches for 85 yards and a touchdown. So keep an eye on Duke Johnson. With Cameron Artis Payne, with he and the Panthers being on a bye, like I mentioned, this could be a week where you might want to pick him up. Jonathan Stewart, who I have consistently had no use for, actually averaged 5 yards per carry this past week, not bad, but he only had 10 carries. And given his history of being injured, if you have the bench space, and especially if you own Stewart, now might be a good time to grab him off the waiver wire. He hasn't done much with the limited action he's seen, but he did have a good preseason. And call it a hunch, he might be worth grabbing. It's important if you have a dead roster spot, you don't want to drop too much or give up too much value for picking up Artis Payne. Lastly, Packers tight end Richard Rodgers caught 5 of 6 targets for 45 yards, added a touchdown in Green Bay's Week 4 win over the 49ers. Andrew Corliss is going to be out for a while, so if you need a tight end, employing the one that Aaron Rodgers uses would be a good bet. Don't expect too much, but he is playing in an explosive offense. So that is going to do it for today. Just a quick show, just trying to give you a little help with your waiver wire needs. I know you need to put your waiver wire picks in, so go to it. And while you're at it, I want you to keep on moving straight ahead, because there's a better chance of your fantasies becoming realities that way. We're going to have another show for you this weekend. I'm shooting for Saturday. We'll go over our recommended starts for weekly and season-long leagues. Thanks for checking us out. Remember to reach out to me on Twitter at Joe Gallina, at JoeGallina. And also check out the rotoexperts.com website. Jason Braddock put together an awesome piece with fantasy news from every team, and it's free. You know, they have that exclusive edge package for the NFL that has a minimal charge. I think it's worth it. But this particular article that Jason Braddock put together is comprehensive, and it's part of the free content available at rotoexperts.com. So, as my old friend Bob Grant used to say, that'll slam the lid on things for today. Check us out this weekend. I have been Joe Gallina, and thanks for listening to It's Just a Fantasy Sports Show.